Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Extra Credit Thursday here on 105 Through the Fan. I am Fred Davis, Fan After Dark. We got the reigning phenom, although it sounds like there may be your crown may be getting handed off sooner rather than later. TBD, we'll see. Maybe I've said too much. Who knows? Maybe I'm Chauncey Billups. Maybe I'm just trying to lead you guys astray. Maybe I'm giving you phony information. Maybe there's an underground poker game that I've got going on after I get off the air tonight here in the DFW that, you know. Now, I will say this. You don't strike me, Blake Elliott, as a card player.
Why?
Because you just don't.
Expound.
Your personality. You don't strike me as the kind of guy that's going to sit at a table and dish out cards. Do you even know how to play poker?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I said, yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You do? When's the last time you played poker?
2 weeks ago.
You're a lying SOB.
You want me to text in the group chat?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I do.
I played two weeks
I'm calling
ago.
Your bluff. I'm calling your bluff.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's fine.
What was the buy-in?
$20. Just friendly game.
How'd you go home with?
Zero. I lost.
You lost all 20, huh?
I did.
What was your best hand all night?
I had a full house. Flush. Four of a kind. Worst hand you can get is a 2 and a 7.
Couple two pairs?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still novice, but I play.
That's our card shark, Blake Elliott, sitting across from me today. Glad to have you guys on board. Got the hair did today?
Yeah, man. It took a little bit longer than I thought. I got there at 3:30.
You were there for a while.
And, well, because I had to sit under the, I don't know what it's called, when your hair's, there's heat on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I sent you a picture
of? Heat lamp?
Heat lamp.
Yeah, we'll call it a heat lamp.
Heat dryer lamp thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. What do you think Blake sat under?
Are you like speed running out? trying to get in trouble.
To warm his hair.
Yeah. I guess, I think it's more to like dry it out.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of product and stuff in there to make it set, hold it in place.
Okay.
And now we're here. My hair's done.
No, it looks good.
Thanks.
Looks good. Does it always take that long?
No.
What do you think took so long today?
I usually don't have this much hair split, if that makes sense. I usually do thicker, less.
Yeah.
Less quantity, bigger braid / hairstyle. Okay. I did more quantity, less. So it just took, it was more meticulous.
Now, how long will it stay like the way it is? And I urge all of you to go to the YouTube page and the Twitch page to check out Blake's new do. How long will it stay like that?
Now, I've actually never had what she did today.
Okay.
A lot of times I just let her freestyle. I go like, here's an idea of what I've been kind of liking. you do your take on what you think will look best on me. And then I let her do her thing. So I haven't had this before. I usually have braids that have bands at the end, little rubber bands.
Do they make her dance? Continue.
No. Bands at the end that kind of hold them in place. And I would say that looking nice, they usually last, when I'm talking about braids, usually 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Just being there in general, they can last for like 2 months. But after like 2 weeks, they start to get kind of, the hair starts to...
Nappy.
No. I wouldn't say nappy wouldn't be the word I'd go for, but... Your hair starts coming out of the braid, so it just starts getting loosened. And there's
scraggly.
Just, scraggly might be a little bit better.
Frizzy.
Frizzy. Frizzy is actually
frizzy.
The word I was
frizzy.
Looking for.
Hashtag frizzy.
So that's why you had to wear a do-rag with silk on it.
Oh.
Make sure you take care of it. You know, I can't get under the shower and just wet my hair.
No.
Ruin it.
Yeah.
So this do will probably last, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then I'll have to do something to it.
Can you sleep on it?
No, I have to stand on it.
Look, I know plenty of women that couldn't sleep on their hair. Like that's not a crazy suggestion.
I know. I said
so you could. So you okay? So you can sleep with the do-rag on.
Yeah, I'm confused with other.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like I didn't know. Like you know, like
do
I said,
have to tie it up.
You, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you these questions. I have plain white guy hair, I've been sleeping on my hair for 44 years with no problem.
Sometimes I have to tie it up. Right here, the way that my hair is right now, I'll just put a do-rag on and go to sleep.
I dated a black guy once who, after she would get her hair did, would sleep on her hand, and I just thought that was crazy.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Like, fresh, getting it done, like tonight.
Yeah, exactly,
like
right?
Like, tonight and the next day, I'll probably do that to keep it as fresh as possible.
Hence why I asked. Right.
I didn't get what you're saying, sleep on it, though, okay? Like, do you put it on
your
pillow?
Put your head down on a damn pillow.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Tonight and tomorrow, I'll avoid that as best as I can.
Okay.
And then after, like, 3 days, you just stop caring.
You don't care anymore.
I mean, I'm sure girls are a little bit different. I think most guys are just like, whatever, after 3-4 days, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of maintenance to actually, like, make it your, I don't know. I probably should be better about it.
My hat, pun intended, goes off to you, okay? Because that's a lot more work.
Someone said, I thought only women sat under those hoods. No, I mean, just getting your hair done. So whether you're a guy or girl, if you get your hair done, I mean, you don't have to.
It's 2025, people.
Just holds it in place. Okay. Just holds it in place.
Anybody can sit under one of those heat lamps.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody.
Hair dryer. But it's like a big one. It's like it looks like an astronaut helmet.
Look, I guarantee you right now, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, that is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. I guarantee there's somebody right now listening to this program that is a hairstylist and or is in the hair world.
My ex-girlfriend was in that. Never pursued it, though. No ambition, but either way.
That's why you had to kick her to the curb. Okay?
Get yourself to the curb.
Get to stepping.
I just opened the door.
Get to stepping. Right, she did take the hoodie, though.
She did. She took plenty of things. She didn't take, though.
She didn't take your pride.
Come on.
She didn't take your pride. Where's the bell at? Where's the bell at? Let's go. Khaki Kevin behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. Moving in with his girlfriend this weekend.
He definitely.
Big weekend.
I would say he wears a bonnet at night. Khaki Kev.
He's giving us mullet vibes with that hairdo he's got going on.
Yeah, no bonnet for me.
Mulletish vibes. Are you sad to find out that White Settlement Road has been renamed? sad day for all you White Settlement folks out there. Gypsies, I heard, are just beside themselves.
Yeah, they can't believe it.
Yeah,
I think they're
casting
staging
spells on everybody.
They're staging a rant right now.
Absolutely, beating up people in bars for no reason. Watch out for the gypsies, folks.
You know what's going to be tough, Fred? One of our G bag of the day that won like 5 or 6 times.
I think I won G bag of the day today. I don't know. I know I was a tie.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think you won.
I lost.
You lost. Oh. Woolchuck.
It was. You know what? I have no problem losing to the Woolies to the Bully. It was for last night's.
What did we
when
say
I dropped the F bomb on accident.
They caught that.
Nate Brown, aka Nate Thomas.
And they got both of those in there. Is it the same clip or the
same
two clips?
Same clip.
So in
same
six clip. I think it was a second segment. First segment.
Might have been the first segment. I'm telling you, that last night show was ornery.
But what I was gonna say is it's gonna be tough for us because that the clip that we won G Bag of the Day on for our top five people that can score on the Cowboys defense.
Yeah.
It was funny because we were able to throw in and make a lot of fun of the Cowboys defense, talk about Kenneth Murray.
Yeah.
But if they keep playing the way they did last week and go make a trade, it's going to stink for us. Man.
Well, no, look.
They're going to be positive.
But, well, that's fine. We can definitely be positive. we will do another top five about the Cowboys defense or offense if that's what it is, you know, if that's what's necessary to do.
But you got to beat Denver first. Okay, like let's
Dre Greenlaw.
And I know you and I have talked about this all week, and I know everybody's kind of on the fence as to, it's been one of those weeks where everybody, and look, the Cowboys are going to get clicks regardless. Okay, it's just that it's a lot more fun and a lot more feasible and plausible to get clicks as far as what's possible when they're playing well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked ad nauseum about how when you've got a good offense, anything's possible. Yep. All right, because look, you could, I mean, imagine being in Cleveland right now.
Someone said you always have the Mavericks defense to make fun of if you need a pivot.
Well, no, we'll definitely get to them. We're definitely going to get to them here in a little bit after that debacle last night for a team that said it was going to hang its hat on defense. And then, of course, Jason Kidd comes out and says, well, it's our offense that really stunk tonight. And then you're like, well, I thought that's why we pivoted away from Luka.
He did a good job defending Cooper Flagg.
Did a great job. I mean, hell, he took himself out of the game in the first half. And I'm not going to overreact too much. I know that's been a lot of the conversation today. People are beside themselves, and we're going to talk more about it as the show goes on. We've got our boy Ron Harrod Jr. And I'm going to ask him, is it Harrod? Okay, just making sure I didn't how I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Had him on the Mythical High School show.
We did?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he covers some Thursday night games, too.
Oh, speaking okay, of, fantastic.
I think all of high school football's
bro,
today.
Bro, there's a gang of games that are going on tonight.
They moved it from the weekend.
Absolutely.
Of the
so I'll tell you what, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, even though the Mythical High School Football Show goes down tomorrow night, let us know. We haven't done high school reunion this week because it's just been kind of a busy week crazy. For whatever reason, so maybe we'll get to it Saturday. We're definitely not going to get to it today because we've got a loaded show for you guys this evening. Let us know if your school is playing tonight. Alma mater, your kid's school, your side chick school, whatever. All right. Kids you don't even like, but you had to go to the game anyway because you're trying to holler at the mom.
You
I
got
get
a poker
it.
Game after.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You do what you got to do.
Trying to get his hoodie back.
Trying to get his hoodie back. And you know, if that's what's going on tonight, let us know. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Treaty text line. Don't forget, real quick, let's just, before we lay out the show, we're going to talk plenty of Cowboys, get you ready for the big game on Sunday. Mavs are back in action tomorrow night as well. So we'll talk about that, of course. And then the story that's dominated the airwaves, we talked about it a little bit during the during crosstalk. Is the Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, who, by the way, is from Galveston, a little Texas connection there. So it's, I wish I could say.
And on opening night-ish, opening week.
Opening
for
week.
For this story to come
opening
out.
Week of the NBA. And you know, I think part of the issue, though, is are we really that outraged over the news?
What do you mean? Part of the issue is, are we outraged?
I mean, what I just said. Are we outraged? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, and maybe I'm just numb to it at this point, but because of the way, because of when
we're not surprised, but it's. I think we were getting that. We're not surprised. Like, oh my God, people are betting on games, and we've seen it in baseball, and we've seen it in this. It's always just shocking when stuff becomes real. There's difference in rumors and thoughts of and Twitter posts that
or
go
that
crazy.
We find out. Because like, you know what's been going on.
Yeah, I'm saying like when the FBI is like having press conferences like we're investigating the NBA and they broke this law and this law, this law. Like it's like, okay, it's real. This is no longer because when we heard about the Terry Rozier stuff and the Jontay Porter stuff, it was crazy. But like until you get an official ruling by the NBA, by the police, by the FBI, it's not real. And today it was real where it's like, okay, everyone who was speculating, people who didn't know about the story, it is now a worldwide or USA-wide story where everyone
yeah, I'm
knows.
Definitely, I'm sure it's definitely global. I mean, you got the. I mean, first of all, part of me was proud to see that the mob's still operating.
I guess
I'll be honest with you.
I didn't really get that part. What was that part? I didn't.
Well,
read
they're
much
running
into
the games, right? They're in partnership with Chauncey Billups running the games.
So I must be lost. How big were these games? That's what I was trying to ask on cross.
What do you mean big in what sense?
Like, is this the same if me and Khaki Kev say we're former NBA players, whatever, and like after the show we're hosting a tournament, we invite everyone from the fan. There's 25 of us there.
No, that's one thing, but.
Or is
if
this like
it's
he was
another
at
thing
Choctaw if, doing it in some private room and this was random people walking
no,
in?
No, this is, you've got, I mean, have you ever seen Molly's Game?
No.
Okay, you need to watch Molly's Game. First of all, you didn't, I mean, it's a great movie. It's based on a true story. No, I mean, you've got the mob running
games, and they were using
what does Chauncey running Billups. Games mean though? They're in the room, they're the ones,
yeah, they're the one running the game, like it's an illegal dealer. Game, okay. Yeah, like they're taking the money, they're okay. taking the rake,
they're whole, right? holding a whole operation.
Exactly. Like instead of having, to your point, instead of going to Choctaw where or Windstar, we can go up there tonight and go gamble legally. This is, hey, come to my, you know, dungeon shack or whatever. And
doesn't everybody do that? Like I did that with my friends. We went and played poker for $20 a hand.
Okay, you're doing it for $20 a hand.
Okay, so there's a price limit.
I mean, what you guys were doing was illegal, right?
What?
Like, I mean, you're doing it. I mean, and spare me. Let me put it this way. 877-81-1053. I'm sure there's Tolos and Fatties that have the legal mind that are much more well-versed in this than I am. But when you start doing it to where there's millions of dollars, you know, because at that point, you know, first of all, gambling's illegal in that sense, right? Like you're doing, because when you take a certain percentage of the rake, is what I understand, because again, well, I had a buddy of mine that was doing.
We didn't do well, that. We just right. said $20 buy-in, whoever won just got different
yeah, it's
percentages.
Just your buddies are doing it, yeah. right? But so when the house is taking a portion of
before
the money.
Game starts.
Yeah, right. Like they're taking, but well, that's part of the whatever the pot is and okay. what have you, right? They're taking a certain percentage
so
of it.
So we all give $20, and instead of the pot being 100, it's 80 because he's keeping 20.
Well, don't give me the line about how that whole thing works. Because, okay. like I said, I don't even know how to play poker. Okay.
Full and disclosure. You were making fun of me?
I absolutely was making fun of you.
Wow.
Yeah, because, well, I'm game recognized game. I know you don't because I could tell.
I do know.
Again, I'm not convinced. That being said,
what's the worst hand you can have?
A losing one. Holler at your boy.
Someone said playing is not illegal. Taking the rake is where it gets you in trouble.
That's it. That's
so what
it.
Does taking the rake mean? I'm promise.
Rake
I'm just
is
trying
like the portion
get...
of the pot that the house takes.
And that's what I was okay. saying before the game. Like, is this once somebody wins
like
a game?
Like you with your buddies, like the way the deal, like if the house wins,
yeah.
right? Like they take the money. Okay, again, I'm not a poker aficionado. I've got plenty of friends of mine that play poker. Again, I had a good buddy of mine that ran a poker house back in Houston when that thing was going on. I'll tell you, he's a big poker player. I don't know if he's any good at it. Our boy Adrian Peterson. Did you ever see that video of him fighting them dudes
yes.
in the poker place? And
yes.
got licked up a couple times, yeah. too, doing
so,
it.
So, like, was that illegal?
No, because I want to say you had to, because you're a member. Right. So oh. and if you do it, like I said, it's real wonky how they do it. And we need to get somebody on that's a lot more intelligent about this than we are that can explain it. Because at the end of the day, it's just dudes playing poker. Right. But at the same time, when you got the mob involved, I mean, at one game, I want to say that a dude lost $7 million. Like the one game that Chauncey was running, guys lost $7 million.
OK.
OK. But
so,
like so Gavin
does someone
was saying,
does someone go and snitch? That's the only way they gets found out. If someone goes and snitches to the FBI that, hey, Chauncey's running an illegal game?
Well, I guarantee you what happened is this. And we don't know yet, and I'm sure we haven't found out the genesis of how this
goggles.
Whole thing. All right. So, for instance, this whole thing with Porter and Rozier and
Jonte, that makes sense. The betting unders on themselves and taking themselves out of the game, I 100% get that one.
By the way, who's playing tonight?
Vikings and Chargers.
I'm trying to think if I got anybody that I need to put in my lineup real quick. Okay. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, Jordan Mason just sitting on the bench.
We were getting into it.
I think Aaron Jones came back today, right? Right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about trading for him. Yeah,
Aaron Jones came back today.
But okay, like, do you guys remember a couple years ago when the whole NCAA college basketball thing blew up? And they were, you know, and then like KU got in a bunch of trouble for it. Louisville got in a bunch of trouble for it. I want to say Chuck Person got in trouble for it. Like it took down a bunch of people, right? Hell, Bruce Pearl got in trouble for it, right? So everybody, all these, and the deal was, right, because KU and other, you know, Adidas and other places were paying kids, you know, shocker, right? But the whole reason that was found out was the FBI was doing an investigation of this dude into the SEC, not the.
So there was a rat.
Well, no, it wasn't the SEC, not football, but the Security and Exchange Commission, right?
Not to be confused.
So they're doing an investigation into this. They get this guy who's like doing insider trading or whatever, and then he says, "Oh," to try to get himself out of it. He's like, "Oh, let me tell you about this thing that's going on with college basketball."
Okay.
So totally unrelated to what was going
on. What happened here?
So the FBI's like, "Oh, snap." And then boom. I guarantee you that's what this is a byproduct of. Okay?
Because the thing that that they didn't tell you when they first launched this story was everybody's like, oh, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are arrested by the FBI. Well, yeah, they're both arrested, but it wasn't for the same thing. It's for two separate issues, right? I mean, it's all under the gambling purview, per se, but it's two different things. And so I guarantee you, because look, once you're in that shady underworld of gambling and they say, look, it's either go to prison or be a snitch. You know, when you're looking at,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, they just don't make.
Did you snitch on me?
They just don't make gangsters like they used to.
Would you snitch on me?
Depends on what you did.
I stole something. You're going to go to jail for 5 years.
I'm going to jail for something you did? Yeah. Oh, I'm absolutely.
Wow.
Why am I going to jail for something you did?
Okay.
If we both did it, that's a different. No, if we both do something, that's a different story.
We both do it, but you're the only one that goes to jail for it, and you're facing 5 years for it. Are you snitching?
You and I are you and I both went and did something. Yeah. Well, I want to know why I'm going and you're not.
We stole a candy bar.
It sounds like you might have snitched, if that's the case.
We stole a candy bar from Kevin's house and we got
we're going to prison for 5 years.
Both going to prison.
Okay.
Would you snitch or not?
You definitely snitch then.
You're the one in prison. I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah,
they're going to say, hey, we'll cut your time in half. 2.5 for you, 2.5 for your boy, or 2.5 if you let us know who the other person is. And you know it's me.
So they know it's me.
They know
so
it's you.
I got caught, but you didn't.
Yes. Are you going to say, hey, we'll cut your time in half?
This is the most preposterous scenario I've ever heard in my life. We both got caught.
No, you got caught.
Oh, I got caught. So how come I got caught and you didn't?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of scenarios.
I got away.
I don't trust you.
You're slower.
I don't trust
you. Are you snitching
or not?
You know
what? I don't trust you.
Just answer the question. You're like, how did I get arrested?
Because there's a lot of things that go into it. I want to know why you're running free. I want to know why you're running free.
Because I'm faster than you.
Oh, really?
And they caught you.
And they caught
you.
You
couldn't get over the fence. There you go. There's your hypothetical. So now they have you in a corner. We're going to give you 5 years. We'll cut it in half if you tell us who you're working with and you know it was me. Mm. Are you snitching or are you doing the five?
All because I got caught.
Are you snitching or doing the five, Fred? Stop avoiding the question. It's the 10th time you've done this.
The fact that you've tried to make me look less than a man because I can't run and jump over a fence.
I just think you're less athletic when it comes to sprinting away from a cop. I don't think that's really... You're older than me. That's not a huge slight.
Forget we've hooped and worked out together before. So the fact that you're trying to cast aspersions on me... Yeah, I am going to snitch on you.
Okay. There we go. Go ahead and go to break. That's all I needed to hear. This guy's snitching on me. Yep, go to break.
Well, when you try to paint me as an inferior human being, yes, I will. All right, we've got a huge show coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about it, and you should be too. Let's talk about what we got going on tonight. Lots going on tonight, in fact. We got Eric Goodman from Guerrilla Sports and Mile High Sports up there in Denver. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock, talking all things Denver Broncos. He's got some stout opinions on this Denver Bronco team and whether or not the Cowboys have any shot at all of would we call it an upset? Okay. Now I will say this. If I get caught because of just my own stupidity, I would never snitch. Okay. But if I think you're up to something, which I think you might be, okay.
I'm the one that stole the candy bar, not you.
Why are we stealing candy bars?
Okay, well, because I don't want to. That feels pretty harmless. I don't want
to
throw something.
Then we're
out
not
there.
Going to prison for 5 years. Okay.
I don't think I'd want to.
Fair foul at 8:40. NFL stack. Tolo's on the telephone. Open it up again at 9:20. And of course, we're going to talk a little more about this basketball thing as well. Extra credit. We got a 3-man parlay going down tonight. We got Jet Nelson. We've got Khaki Kevin, and we got Degenerate Jake. And then we've got a top five. In honor of what you just said. As well as the underground games. Top five underground games you would run. Okay? Top five underground. And these can be of any kind of games you want. All right? Good, bad, and different. Doesn't matter. But when we come back, how will this Cowboy team win on Sunday? We'll hear from Mark Schlereth. He talked a little bit, gave some ideas. And then we'll give our own thoughts on it as well. And DeMarvian Overshown. Is he doing too much on social media? We'll discuss that more next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
After dark.
Fair or foul, trading somebody you just picked up off the waiver wire and it being accepted. I mean, I say it's fair. If and you know what? Shame on the clowns in my other league. Somebody did in our league just offer me, and it was a fair trade. I mean, I'm going to shoot it down and tell them no, but Tet McMillan for Quinshon Judkins.
I think that was me.
Are you Brockhampton?
Yeah. I should have waited if he was just like, what a terrible trade. That team's
terrible.
No, I mean,
I looked at it, and I thought that was you, and I was like, I don't remember if it's him or not. But yeah, no, I mean.
Speaking of, we can do a little, you want two receivers? I need a running back. I got DK.
You got Rashee Rice in that league, don't you?
Yeah. I got DK and Tet McMillan just sitting on the bench with three good receivers. I need a running back.
Rashee Rice, we can talk about it.
I need Judkins. You're not getting Rice.
Okay, well, then I guess we have nothing to talk about. I'm always open for business. I ain't calling. You can call me. Jerry Jones.
Okay, what about Tet and DK?
Bro, you know what I want.
Brock Bowers.
No, I'm done.
You want one player on my team. That's the only player that looks interesting on my team.
What, Rashee Rice?
That's it. I know you want him, and that's fine, but there's nobody else?
I mean, I have paid zero attention to your team now that Brock Bowers is done for the year, basically.
He's not. You can't be spreading misinformation saying he's done for the year.
You know what? Fantasy-wise,
he better not be.
Fantasy-wise, he
got someone that might have just gotten the car done for the year.
Yeah, he's been a dumpster fire. Is he done for the year injury-wise? No. Is he out for another week? Does he play for the worst team in football? Yes.
Doesn't play for the worst team in football.
Yes, he does. You know what? Screw the Raiders.
The Jets are the worst.
You know what? I'm done. At least with the Jets. Look, we knew the Jets, and with all due respect, Khaki Kevin.
No
disrespect. No disrespect, but Justin Fields sucks.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to let Kevin respond. Kevin, you're going to stand for Justin Fields sucks?
Look, I could not have predicted a comeback for the Jets at any worse time. I kind of feel like Mike Greenberg. I think this is how they feel to be a Jets fan. You kind of anticipate they might just crawl out of their hole, and then they actually don't. Do worse. So,
and then they don't. That. And then they don't. Meanwhile, with the Raiders, you thought with Geno Smith,
who
you paraded around. Oh, Geno's great. And Pete Carroll. And I bought into the fact that, well, hey, you got Tom Brady in the mix. Like, he's going to be there spreading good vibes. It's like, yeah, okay, he's the owner, not the quarterback. So it really doesn't matter. And Geno, look, I was with you. I said, hey, if Geno can be good, Sam Darnold can be good. And you poo-pooed all over it.
I did.
And, look, Sam Darnold's balling right now.
He's only been a top five quarterback.
I mean, Sam Darnold, he's been great this year. So, and look, I'll be honest.
One great last game, I will say. The Texans, remember? The three turnovers.
Yeah, no. I mean, but here's
overall,
the thing.
Overall.
I didn't expect Geno to look as bad as he's looked. Now,
he's Tua level right now. It's him and Tua and Justin Fields. Those are
the only difference being Tua will air out everybody during his press conferences. That's what's been fun about it. Like, Geno, yeah, he'll say his little corny one-liners every now and again after a big win, and we appreciate that. Hadn't said squat.
I haven't heard a single press.
We have not heard
clip.
One, you know, little funny. Yeah. You're not writing back. Yeah, because ain't nobody writing you right now. That's for damn sure. When it comes to that. By the way, let's just. I want to lay a few things out for you guys on a football Friday tomorrow. No better place to be than 105 Through the Fan on a Friday to get you ready for this big Cowboys Broncos game on Sunday. Number one, Brian Schottenheimer, head coach of your Dallas Cowboys. He's going to be on with Sean and RJ at 8:20. All right, that is appointment listening radio tomorrow. And then, as soon as that is over, you got a segment to kind of hang out and chill. And then guess what? Jerry's going to be on at 9. That's 09 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock. So Jerry and Shoddy within the same hour over here on Sean and RJ. And then Steven will give you some something, I don't know, at 3 p.m. over on GBEC.
There you go.
At the very least, you know Gavin and them are going to ask him tough questions.
Yeah.
So it's worth listening. And Wolchuk might be on KNC tomorrow. Don't know yet. Corey's out. Do we think he's part of the gambling probe?
Who?
Corey Majors.
Ooh.
A little interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Find it kind of interesting that Corey Majors isn't here at the station today when all this gambling stuff's going down. Just saying.
It'd have been real weird if Dawson wasn't here.
Of all the people at the fan, who is most likely to get caught up in a gambling sting?
Well, here Dawson's, at 105 Dawson's the only one that gambles regularly.
That we know about. See, that's why I don't think it would be Gavin. Gavin knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be somebody. Dylan. It's going to be more.
Dylon. I would go with
RJ Choppy.
I can see that.
RJ Choppy would be my guess.
That's a good guess. I'm going to go with Degenerate Jake.
He's not old enough to get in the room. They're going to look at
him. Nah, they'd let him in there.
He'd say something funny.
He'd say, oh, he's funny. He's going to be. Because the thing about Degenerate Jake is you could meet him. Like, I could see him meeting like a underworld person, like a gas station.
Yeah.
And then maybe the guy, like, you know, he's got his little Chicago Cubs shirt on or something like that. And the underworld guy, you know, he's got people in Chicago. And then they start talking Chicago. Oh, you like to put a little action on the game? And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, boom, he's in the game. Hey, you like Chicago deep dish. Hey. Next thing you know, Degenerate Jake's being let out in cuffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still going RJ Choppy.
All right, you go with RJ. I'm going to go with Degenerate Jake. By the way, there will be a Degenerate Jake sighting tonight as we've got the three-man weave, extra credit style. I think the only topic can be gambling.
Yeah.
I think it has to be. Okay. Jet Nelson is also going to get in the mix.
What a fun week it's been, though. October just delivers, man.
That's why you love it so much.
It's sad, though. I was making phone calls. It's coming to an end, man. October's...
Well, there's only 31 days.
And that's sad. October.
You want more?
Can we extend October?
Yeah. Do you want less September or less November?
Less September, for sure.
Okay. So maybe like 20 days of September.
Ooh.
So then maybe we do like 41 days of October.
I'm for it.
Okay, 41 days of October.
So October 41st. My question for you, do we still keep Halloween on the 31st?
Why not?
Okay. And then we've still got 10 more days of the month left afterwards.
10 more days. Just more Halloween parties, more festivities. Because once we get out of November, then it's all Christmas and blue and yeah. That's still fun.
Yeah.
But just the fall, the orange, of course, the orange and the brown and the yellow. It's a good time of the year, man. Good time of the year.
Hey, I know we're going to talk Cowboys, but I think I'm the only person who caught this. Fred, real quick, can you identify what you said in this clip?
I dated a black gal once.
What?
Black gal.
Is that what you heard?
Play it again.
I dated a black gal once. Yeah, that's clearly what I said. Black gal. Say it again. Play it again. I dated a black gal once. Yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black gal.
All right.
Gal. Yeah, I know your generation doesn't know what gals are, but yeah.
It just didn't.
No, for anybody that knows what a gal is, and again, I get it. Y'all.
It wasn't me. Don't look at me. I didn't clip it.
Black gals. Okay. Black gals. All right. Love all gals here on 105 Through the Fan. All right. Mark Schlereth.
After September 11th, go straight to October.
Wow.
What are your thoughts?
Wow.
I mean, we remember the day, and then
we do remember the day. I think you still need...
What happens good at after that
point,
September 11th?
But then at that point, it's September 5th, or it's October 50th.
Why not?
50 days of October?
I mean, what else happens good after September 11th? Am I missing a holiday? That's why I'm asking.
There's a lot of people's birthdays you're taking off right now.
I mean, yeah. Birthdays are...
Well, I mean, if we just... I mean, you would...
You would just be October 3rd or 5th or 6th now.
Yeah, you would be. And so at that point,
I'm still October 3rd.
Yeah, you're changing your day.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you wouldn't be October 3rd anymore.
I'm still October 3rd.
It'd be like October 17th or something crazy like that. Yeah, well, just something It'd to be think October about. 3rd. Something to think about. Let's go to Schlereth 3. What are the Broncos' plan? This is Mark Schlereth. He joins G-Bag Nation every week. And, of course, Mark is a former Denver Bronco. I want to say won two Super Bowls with them, if memory serves. I know he won at least one, though. What are the Broncos' plan for covering George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
No, they'll probably just whoever lines up on Sertan's side, they'll let him, you know, they'll let him go over there and eat, and they'll play a lot of man-to-man coverage. But, you know, then when they do play some zone stuff, they'll probably try to get some help on the other side. But listen, man, that's formidable. They have, you know, two big-time wide receivers, and that's big. The biggest thing to me has been the effectiveness of Javonte Williams. Hey, listen, man, we loved him in Denver when he was a rookie. He was an absolute battering ram. Mm-hmm. Then he tore up his knee really bad, and it really was 2 years here of non-productive football trying to bounce back from that knee injury. And you felt bad for him because he was, like I said, he was one of the most physical running backs in the National Football League as a rookie. He just used to beat people up. And to see him bouncing back and having the success he's had last couple of weeks, big game against the Jets, you know, and then last week, obviously had over 100 yards rushing again against Washington.
He's going to have another big game Sunday. He's going to have another big game Sunday. I think the real question is going to be, what do you expect out of Jadon Blue?
Ooh, I guess Jadon Blue could play a big factor in this one because obviously, you know, have Miles Sanders, maybe get a little bit of juice. Javonte, I mean, are you? Wait, let me backtrack. Why are you worrying about Jadon Blue?
Because I'd like to see somebody else in the running game.
I mean, are you saying like as far as the Cowboys winning or just general? I want to see Jadon Blue do good.
I'd like to see him do something.
Okay, I was saying I don't think it affects the game whether he plays well or not. I mean, it seems like a Javonte backfield. If you were just saying I just want to see Jadon Blue do well,
I'd
to
like
do well,
to see
or,
him.
As far as the Cowboys winning,
No. Here's why I want to see Jadon Blue because I want to see a balanced attack. I want to see to where you have to, because first of all, I mean, it's a 17-game season, right? I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I would like to see a balanced attack, and I said this before the season started, that could this be a potential poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery-style two-man attack? And that's
not looking like it.
Well, it's not right now. I mean, and of course, thankfully, you haven't needed it to necessarily because you've had such a good production out of Javonte. I'm just saying that I would like to see Jadon with the speed that he has again be something that brings a little different out of the backfield. Because I mean, hey, look, one thing you know about Javonte, he's been getting touches out of the backfield at least from a screen standpoint. All right, let's talk a little Dallas Mavericks. A inauspicious start to the 2025 NBA season last night. Let's jump out. When we come back, we're going to have the newest member of the DLLS team, Mr. Ron Harad Jr. is going to join us talking all things Dallas Mavericks and what were his thoughts after last night's Cooper Flag debut. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Appreciate that, Mr. Khaki, Kevin Walker, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and all of the fatties and tolos tuning in on a thick Thursday night here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline, making his Fan After Dark debut. I'm sure he's told all of his family members, even though I just tweeted it out literally a few minutes ago. Shame on me for not doing it sooner, but I'll tell you what, that's okay. You can say you were on the ground floor of something special. Welcome to the program from DLLS. All City Dallas, one of the newest members of their team, Mr. Ron Harad Jr., talking all things Dallas Mavericks. And Ron, let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Great if you were a Wimby fan last night, not so much if you were a fan of Mavericks offense or Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I appreciate you all for, you know, letting me join the radio cast. Yeah, I think I might have saw the best defender in the NBA last night. Sorry for Mavs fans, though.
Yeah, no, it was a rough go of it last night. And then, of course, you know, but what did you heard as far as, you know, you've got Cooper Flagg starting at point guard. Sounds like that's going to be a thing moving forward for at least the next couple of weeks at the very least. Jason Kidd didn't seem all that deterred by his performance last night. Just kind of the overall vibes and just the feeling in the AAC after last night's inauspicious beginning.
Well, it seemed like the Mavericks players and Jason Kidd are still, you know, backing Cooper Flagg at point guard. It doesn't seem like a change to the starting lineup is going to happen next game. Now, as we all know, Jason Kidd plays a lot of players, and I wouldn't be shocked if he just pulled a fast one and 30 minutes before the tip-off, you know, he changed the starting lineup. But from just going to practice today and after the game, it seems like Cooper Flagg will be the starting point guard on Friday night against the Washington Wizards. Talking to Max Christie today, though, he said something that kind of stood out to me. He said, I wouldn't say it's his natural position. He said, you know, Flagg is kind of playing that, but he didn't feel like that's his natural position. And if your teammate is saying that and another player kind of sees that, it kind of does beg the question, you know, should Flagg, you know, be playing point guard, especially with the team, you know, only scoring 26 points in the paint last night, which is, you know, the lowest they've had in 7 years or something like that. So, it's a very interesting season for the Dallas Mavericks to start off.
Ron, it's a pleasure to have you on and joining the Fan After Dark. The Dallas Mavericks, especially in the first half of the preseason, their defense was not up to standard, especially what Nico and Jason Kidd, I think, wanted. When you say defense win championships, you got AD playing. And a lot of us chalked it up to it's just the preseason, and hopefully we don't see it in the regular season. Do you chalk up last night to Wimby just being an alien and no one can stop that, or does the defense actually have problems and it's going to be a lot of growing pains and it might not look as good as we thought, at least early on?
Now, I was in San Antonio when Wimby got drafted, and he's always been, you know, this alien elite-level defender. But at the end of the day, I mean, the Mavericks, when Jason Kidd was asked about, you know, what's wrong with the Dallas Mavericks defense, he said, quote, our offense. You know, we've got to be better on offensively, and that will help the defense. But in some ways, people would say, I'm pretty sure Mavs fans are listening and say, well, that contradicts the defense wins championships. Because if you're saying offense helps defense, we had a guy that had offense. So I think that's kind of where a lot of the, you know, Twitter rage is coming from a lot of Mavs fans, is that because the offense was so bad last night, it actually did bleed into the defense. It doesn't help the Mavs that, you know, Derek Lively only plays 10 minutes on opening night due to foul trouble.
You said you were in San Antonio when Wemby got there. And, of course, last year was kind of a wonky year for him. I mean, he got off to a great start. Then he has the shoulder, the blood clot or whatever it was. And from all indications last night, the shoulder looks fine. And it looks like that blood's flowing just fine through his body. Could last night, and Blake and I talked about this last night on the show, you've got a front line, maybe one of the biggest front lines in the NBA in Dallas. If they couldn't slow him down last night, are we kind of burying the lead a little bit that Wemby might be onto something historic over the next, 70, 75 games, however many he plays this year?
Yeah, I mean, I was one of Wemby's first interviews when he got off the plane in America when he got to San Antonio, and I was at the San Antonio Express News at the time. He was a kid that seemed just to love basketball. And even looking at this all season where he's training with the Monks and he's with Akeem Olajuwon, and he just seems that he loves ball. And it seemed like his all season kind of showed that. And I mean, again, the Mavs scored 26 points in the paint. Like last year, there were over 1,200 NBA games where 26 or less points were scored in the paint. So that's only 2% of NBA games last season, 18, essentially did what the Mavericks did in the paint, which is all Wemby. I mean, Jeremy Sohan, who's probably their second-best defender. He's kind of like the Dennis Rodman to Wemby's act. He was out last night. De'Aaron Fox is their max contract player. He was out last night. So Wemby, kind of him and Stephon Castle kind of led that unit and essentially embarrassed the Mavs open night where he was getting MVP chance at the American Airlines Center.
What did you think of Jason Kidd's rotations? We saw D'Angelo Russell come off the bench, and he actually checked into the game the exact same time as the rookie Ryan Nembhard. What did you think of kind of the rotations from Jay Kidd, and did you learn anything?
Yeah, I think Ryan Nembhard was kind of a bright spot. Him and Max Christie, Ryan Nembhard actually led the team in assists last night, only like 15 minutes with 5 assists. D'Angelo Russell is a player that I was kind of big on in the preseason, thought the Mavs should start him, but in his first appearance of the regular season, I mean, he was pretty cold. He was one of the team's kind of worst players on the floor in limited minutes. I still think that his shooting and his passing could be valuable, but it doesn't seem like he's shown to Jason Kidd that he can be the point guard to lead this team. But the problem is, if D'Angelo Russell can't do it, then this team might have a bigger problem.
What is Caleb Martin's role on this team at this point? Like, why is he still a Dallas Maverick?
At this point, it seems like he's like the 12th man. I mean, it's basically getting garbage time minutes. They don't really use him. I saw him warming up yesterday. They took a couple of videos of him. He looked pretty healthy warming up. I think he's still a pretty good jump shooter. He could be, I guess, quote-unquote, streaky, but so is a lot of the shooters in the league. The Mavs could use some of the floor spacing, but it doesn't seem like they have a plan for him.
What is something that you want the Dallas Mavericks to change going into tomorrow night versus the Washington Wizards?
Well, one, if somebody from Washington, D.C., I can tell you, if you want a get-right game, the Washington Wizards are the team that should come to town for you. So I do think at least they're kind of lucky to kind of have a team like the Wizards to come to town that I think they should be able to bully. But, I mean, Jason Kidd, I asked him about, like, what can they do to kind of get Klay Thompson going, one of the veterans on the team. And he said they have to just get Klay better shots. The Mavs shot quality last night, per our Tim Cato at DLLS, was the worst that they've had in 7 seasons. So essentially they were taking a lot of contested shots. 7 seasons of, we had at least a better shot quality in a game than last night. So you have to get Klay Thompson going. Jason Kidd said, they're going to have to screen for him. They got to find a way to get him open. It was a lot of, DHOs and, just not great screens for Klay to kind of get off. He's a very system-oriented player. And without a true point guard or a lot of screens, he is going to kind of struggle. So I think they have to get Klay Thompson going, and that should open the offense up.
2-part question. Why are they so hell-bent on starting Cooper Flagg at point guard, and how long do you think this experiment's going to last if we see more of what happened last night?
I'm not actually sure about the Jason Kidd kind of why he's so hell-bent, because he was a point guard, so he understands fully how important point guards
exactly,
are.
Exactly, which makes even time. Less sense.
But when he was in Milwaukee, one of the reasons why he, I guess, was let go is because he was playing Giannis at point guard. And while Giannis was a good player, we know when Mike Budenholzer got in there, that's when he became the best player in the NBA, essentially, the MVP caliber player. It took Mike Budenholzer to kind of bring in that offense for him. So it seems like Kidd, maybe because he's a big guard, likes these big figures that can ball handle. I think he just likes that mold.
Okay.
But as we see, it seems like I think Flagg is more of a play finisher right now, and finishing is his strongest trait, and he can, you know, be a secondary playmaker. To be to basically be a rookie in your first ever game, and you have to get Anthony Davis going, and you have to get Klay Thompson going, feels a little, just doesn't feel fair to an 18-year-old that won't turn 19 until December.
Ron, I'll get you out of here with this one. If you were in that coaching room, who needs to get more minutes on Friday, and maybe who needs their minutes redacted a little bit?
I would definitely give more minutes to D'Angelo Russell. And again, it might sound like I get it, he didn't play well in the first game, but to me, you just need a point guard on the floor for more minutes. I would just raise D'Angelo Russell's minutes. And you're probably going to have to drop some of Klay Thompson's minutes slightly. I'm not saying to bench Klay Thompson, but I'm just saying I think he might be a player that 25 minutes might be enough for him. And in this point of his career, that might just be better for his longevity. It might be better for his legs. And hopefully if his legs are fresh, then his jump shot is still flowing.
Well, you ain't lying. I mean, we've been talking about this all week, and Blake's been a big proponent of this. Start Max Christie at the two. I mean, for what he brings and for where, you know, I mean, Clay's at the Ray, I was going to say Ray Lewis, the Ray Allen stage of his career. Yeah. Although we would love to see him start dancing before he came into the arena. Ron, tell the folks at home who are unfamiliar with your work where they can find you and where they can follow you at on the socials.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm writing on alldlls.com, and we have a live YouTube show before and after every Mavs game. That's on our YouTube at DLLS Sports. And if you like to follow me on social media, from Instagram to Twitter, I'm at Ron Knows Sports. So I appreciate you all for letting me on the show again today.
Absolutely. Real quick, you said you were from D.C. Sorry about your boy, Jaden Daniels. Not going to be there Monday night. I'm a Chiefs fan, so I expect us to put probably 40 on you. But, hey, we'll have to wait and see. But I'll definitely tweet you out and make sure that you know where we're standing on that.
Gotcha.
Ron, great stuff from you, my friend. We'll do this again real soon. Ron Harrod Jr., DLLS Sports. Give him a follow. You will be glad that you did. All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little NFL. Eric Goodman from Gorilla and Mile High Sports, longtime Denver sports personality. He's going to be talking all things Denver Broncos. Just how good is this Denver Bronco team, and why have they been so up and down to start the year? And what are the Cowboys' chances of going into Mile High and getting a dub on Sunday? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.